imagery. God uses it to speak to us daily. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Greg Stoughton shares a few examples with us.
During my years of commuting up to Athletes in Action from our home, I often saw three images that stood out many times on my commute, and one of them that I honed in on was an elderly gentleman, probably near 90 years of age, who each day would make his way across the street to open his antique shop, and I often thought to myself, how often has this gentleman persevered? A second image that I saw each day on that drive was an amazing, twisted, gnarled tree that sat in the middle of the field, and I'd look at that tree and I'd wonder how many years has that tree, in fact, withstood the storms of life. And I thought of Corrie Ten Boom, who says, where the winds blow strong, the roots grow deep. And many days I thought, I want to be strong like that tree. Third image was of a gentleman who was remodeling his home. And in the midst of those 7 years of watching this gentleman labor on this project, I often thought, how many times has that gentleman worked and maybe not seen the results? And has he been able to give genuine expressions of thanks in the midst of his labor?
And contemplating the examples he saw, Greg connected them with Scripture.
At some point, God flashed in front of me Colossians 2, 6, and 7 that says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, being rooted and built up, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. And many days where even I didn't want to go to my job and go to work, that verse would connect with my heart in ways that would really encourage me and say, God is with us and in him we can do all things.
That is a great reminder. Stay thankful and be watchful for ways God continues to speak to you.